Are you wondering if the 4% rule is still applicable in 2025? Well, that's what we're going to talk about on episode 58 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everyone. My name is Marty Becker, owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. In today's episode, we're going to go through the Morningstar's State of Retirement Income research paper that they just released not too long ago. Now, this is a pretty in-depth research paper, and I did read through it rather quickly, but we're going to hit on some of the key points today, and I may do a follow-up episode to talk about some of the strategies that they recommended. So let's jump right into this. First key takeaway: in retirement, spending strategies typically balance between two competing priorities: maximizing the retiree's own consumption or leaving a bequest for loved ones or charity. Flexible portfolio spending strategies, delaying Social Security and purchasing annuities, can all help lift lifetime income while shrinking the amount available as a bequest. Now, right out of the gate, they're talking about prioritizing your goals, your purposes. Is it going to be income or is it going to be leaving money behind? This is why I always talk about the purpose of money, because the better we can define a purpose for every dollar that you have in your portfolio, the better the product and the strategy we can pick. Next key takeaway: for people with average or above average life expectancies, the benefits of delaying Social Security are well acknowledged. However, the benefit of delayed filing is the most pronounced if the retiree can use non-portfolio income, such as a part-time job or rental income, to provide cash flows until Social Security benefits begin. If higher early portfolio withdrawals are the retiree's only source of cash flow until Social Security commences, that reduces the benefits of delayed filing because it leaves less of the portfolio in place to compound over the 30-year horizon. So basically what they're saying is that if you're going to have to fill the gap of your expenses with money from your portfolio or working a part-time job, it may not make sense to wait for Social Security because you're going to burn through a lot of money. And if you're going to work a part-time job to pay your expenses, then maybe it isn't time to retire yet. And that might be an individual decision for you. So what people need to keep in mind with this delayed Social Security benefit is, yes, you're going to get a bigger income, but let's say you wait till 70 versus taking it at 62. Well, you're going to miss out on 8 years of income. So there's going to be a crossover point somewhere in the future where the sum total of all of the money that you've collected from Social Security will kind of cross paths. For most people, that's going to be in their early to mid 80s. So again, that's going to be a personal choice if it makes sense to wait that long. Next key takeaway: as in the past, we incorporated forward-looking asset class returns and inflation assumptions to arrive at a starting safe withdrawal rate for new retirees, excluding Social Security or other non-portfolio income sources. Morningstar's 2024 research suggests that 3.7% is the highest safe starting withdrawal rate for retirees spending from an investment portfolio. And that's with a 90% probability of not running out of money in a 30-year period. So there it is. The 4% rule is still very much alive, okay? But for people who are retiring in 2025, it's actually a little bit worse. And again, this is a 90% probability of not running out of money. It's an A minus. That's pretty good. But it's for a 30-year time frame. So what happens if you live 35 or 40 years? Okay, those probability percentages start to diminish. Next key takeaways: our base case safe withdrawal rate is down slightly from the starting safe withdrawal percentage of 4% that they estimated last year. And then in 21, it was 3.3%, and in 2022, it was 3.8%. So they say the decrease in the withdrawal percentage compared with 2023 owes largely to higher equity valuations and lower fixed income yields, which result in lower return assumptions for stocks, bonds, and cash over the next 30 years. As in 2023, the highest starting safe withdrawal percentage for a 30-year time frame holds between 20 to 50% in equities and the remainder in bonds and cash. So what they're saying here is that they had to lower the withdrawal rate because in their research, their opinion, they believe the market is overvalued, okay, and interest rates are dropping. And what I infer by reading that is they think things are probably going to go down, which means you have to start taking a smaller percentage at the beginning, because if this market takes a dump, it puts you in a negative sequence of return scenario, and that's how people run out of money. And again, they're only using 20 to 50% stocks in their model portfolio because they know having too many equities can also put you in a very precarious situation if the market starts to tank. Next key takeaway is one simple approach for achieving a higher withdrawal rate is to build a ladder of TIPS, Treasury Inflation Protected Securities. Doing so provided a 4.4% withdrawal rate with a 100% probability of success, at least at the time of this paper's publication. However, using that strategy also liquidates the portfolio by year 30 under all conditions. So they're saying if you use TIPS, you can get a little bit more spendable income. You can go from 3.7% withdrawal to 4.4, but you are 100% out of money after 30 years in every single condition. Again, what if you live 35 to 40 years after retirement? Based on studies of actual spending during retirement, retirees often decrease their inflation-adjusted spending over time. That's true. That's called the go years, the slow go, and then the no go. And if you are willing to take a pay cut in the future, you could have a starting withdrawal rate of 4.8%. Okay, well, that's better. Final key takeaway is the right level of flexibility in a retiree's spending system will depend on the individual situation, including the extent to which fixed expenses are covered by non-portfolio income sources. There it is right there. So they're talking about pensions, rental real estate, and income annuities. So we're going to do a quick comparison of just their base case of a 67-year-old taking 3.7% starting withdrawal with then a 2.3% inflation increase. We're going to do a quick comparison of that. And again, if I'm probably going to do a follow-up episode on this, but if you want to read this paper, again, just Google the Morningstar research paper title. So the interesting thing is they're not telling you that income annuities are the end-all be-all of all your problems and it's the solution to everything. And I would never tell you that either. But let's just do a quick comparison of the Atlas annuity strategy versus the standard retirement portfolio. In Morningstar's base case scenario, they use a 67-year-old individual, not married, with a $1 million portfolio. They give that person a 3.7% starting withdrawal rate. So 3.7% of $1 million is $37,000 the first year. Then they give them a 2.3% inflation increase. So what most people don't realize with the standard retirement portfolio theory, they think they have $1 million. But if you're using that portfolio to generate the income, all that money has to stay invested to continue to produce the income, in this case, $37,000. But what if we just took some of that money, funded an income annuity, and now that part is just off the table? It's already done. It's on automatic pilot for the rest of your life. So for a 67-year-old individual, it would take about $490,000 and change to get a guaranteed $37,000 per year, no matter how long they live. Okay, great. That leaves $510,000 to do what? Help the inflation offset, continue to grow the portfolio and actually be able to get a little more aggressive if you so choose. And again, this is not investment advice. This is just for educational purposes only, okay? But let's take a look at what the worst case scenario would be with this particular. So after funding the annuity, now they have a base income of $37,000. They left behind in the portfolio $510,000 out of their $1 million that they started with. So could they get really aggressive with that money? Absolutely, if they so choose. However, they've also created liquidity. If they need to dip into this $500,000, they can do so because they already have the $37,000 guaranteed from the annuity versus with the traditional retirement plan, that $1 million was tied up because it has to stay invested. So that first year, they wouldn't take a withdrawal because they got the entire income from the annuity. The second year, they would take an additional 2.3% on top of $37,000. That comes out to $851 in the second year, so on and so on. Here's the interesting thing. Even if we go into a worst case, what I call nuclear scenario with the S&P 500, going back and using the returns from the year 2000, even in this horrific return scenario, if this person lives all the way to age 100, they're still going to have over $850,000 in their portfolio remaining. That's a huge difference between having a 100% guaranteed income of $37,000 and then taking the rest of the money, having it somewhat liquid, although we want it invested, and having almost as much money as they started with 34 years later. That's huge. I didn't even have to get creative with this. All I did was look up some rates. However, the main point of this is to let you know that if someone's telling you you could take 5, 6, 7, 8% out of your portfolio, not according to Morningstar, and they are one of the most highly respected third-party research companies out there. So everyone, I hope you enjoyed this. If this makes sense to you and you think the Atlas Annuity strategy could help your situation, the best thing to do is go to atlasannuity.com or in the top right corner of any page of my website, click the schedule a call button. Book a short time. We can do a Zoom or a phone call, whatever you prefer, and we'll get all of your questions answered to see if this is a good fit for you. And again, if you're liking this information, help us out. Subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, like it, share it, all that good stuff. We certainly appreciate it. So everyone, thank you again for joining me in episode 58. This is Marty Becker, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. All information presented is for educational purposes only and is not a recommendation to implement any tax strategy, nor is it a recommendation to buy, sell, or transfer any security or insurance products. Atlas Financial Strategies Incorporated is an insurance-only licensed entity, and any decisions to buy or sell securities should be discussed with a licensed securities advisor, and any tax strategy should be discussed with a licensed tax professional. Past performance of any strategies or products mentioned are not a guarantee of future returns. For any other questions or concerns, please go to www.atlasannuity.com.